Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that the Purple Ninjas had been working on a new project, and somehow I guess Dr. Stinky Breath is obsessed with turning his boogers purple. And Ava and Jaden also did see something purple, come to think of it. The leaves that they were collecting for their tree project did have a hint of purple starting to appear. I wonder if they're connected. Let's find out.
Hello, bright sun. Ouch.
As Ava woke up, she was greeted by the sun shining directly in her eyeballs.
Wow, I guess I forgot to close my blinds last night,
said Ava as she rolled her over and rubbed her eyes. She got a very strange, confused look on her face as she looked out the window.
Wait a second. I can't be seeing things great.
She rubbed her eyes again and walked over to the window.
Why do all the leaves and grass look like they're turning purple too, just like the leaves last night? I must be seeing things.
She ran down to the kitchen where her parents were eating breakfast.
Did you guys look outside? Asked Ava.
Yeah, I went out to the mailbox early this morning.
Why?
And you didn't see the purple leaves everywhere? Asked Ava as she waved her arms, pointing out the window.
The purple what?
Her mom walked over to the window and said,
Oh my, what in the world?
Ava's mom looked just as confused as she was.
I'm sorry. I think I gotta get to HQ before school.
But you forgot your breakfast!
Shouts her parents as she ran out the door and reached for her walkie-talkie.
Jaden, are you there?
I'm here, Ava. Did you see everything outside?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, and I'm running on my way to HQ. Can you meet me there?
Yeah, I'm actually almost there. I decided to use my jetpack because it's faster than me running.
Why are you running? I don't know. I just forgot to grab my jetpack. I'm almost there,
shouted Ava. As she approached the driveway for HQ, she could see Jaden hovering up above in his jetpack as he was gently landing on the front grass.
Jaden! Oh, so glad to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. You won't believe, like, everything I saw while I was flying up above everything. It looks like all trees, grass, and everything green is... I don't know, it's like a purplish green now, which is just not normal,
said Jaden as he reached for his access card. They walked over to the front door of HQ and opened it up.
Wow, Mr. Jim, you're here early, shouted Ava.
Mr. Jim was already inside, running around, definitely working on something.
Hey, so are you two. You're here nice and bright and shining early. You must be here too because of the purple attack outside, said Jaden.
Yes, I came in to check a few things on our satellite feeds and found all your trees research, which is really impressive. Ava, Jaden, you guys are totally crushing this project.
Oh no, our leaves all turned purple,
shouted Ava as she rushed over to the project.
Yeah, about that, said Mr. Jim. You're going to want to look at them under the microscope.
Ava leaned over to look inside at the microscope.
What are those things? Those weren't there yesterday, she said. And whatever those things are, it looks like they're eating the chloroplasts.
It took me a while to figure it out, but those are called chromatophores, said Mr. Jim.
I want to see, said Jaden.
Whoa, that is weird. I remember those green things, Ava, from yesterday. Weren't those called chloroplasts?
Yeah, that's the green things. But, Mr. Jim, what are those other things?
I've heard of chromatophores before, but not from leaves. What are they from again?
Asked Ava. You're definitely right, said Mr. Jim. They do not belong in leaves or grass or trees or anything. They're actually found in the skin of chameleons. Chameleons? Shouted Jaden. Oh, that's it. That's how they change color, right? Asked Ava. Exactly, said Mr. Jim. You know how chameleons can change their skin color to either blend into the surroundings or it communicates an emotion they're feeling. Like maybe if they're really mad, they'll turn bright red and orange and yellow to scare somebody away. Well, it's those chromatophores that help them actually change their skin color. Okay, so I have two questions. One, what are they doing in the leaves? And two, is that what's making them turn all purpley? Asked Ava. Those are the exact questions I've been working on all morning. Right now, that is pretty much the million-dollar questions of... that's what we're going to need to solve, and I'm going to need your help. You guys ready to get to work? I'm in, said Jaden. Let's do this, said Ava. Meanwhile, up in the Stinky Blimp Lab, Dr. Stinky Breath was not happy.
Pepper ninjas, come here. Look out the window.
What, boss? Are you okay in here? Are you feeling any better?
Oh, I'm still sneezing a lot. I like my purple boogers now, but why are all the trees outside turning purple? I thought you only changed my green boogers to purple, and so why are everything green starting to turn purple?
Oops, I might have forgotten to dial in the settings on that thing.
Even look, it's my little bonsai tree on the desk. It is turning completely purple, and it looks like its leaves are dying. Did you kill my favorite little baby tree, Purple Ninjas?
We're gonna have to go check on that.
Purple Ninjas, I'm all for your little experiments, but you better fix this, my beautiful little bonsai tree.
Dr. Stinky Breath was pretty upset because I guess he had this favorite little baby-looking tree on his desk that he had cared for many, many years. And if the Purple Ninjas have killed his baby tree, they better look out because he's going to be very upset. Back at Spyology Squad HQ, Jaden and Ava realized it was time for them to head off to school. They didn't want to be late.
Hey, Jaden, we should probably get going. Come on. We'll see you after school, Mr. Jim.
They waved as they walked out the front door. As they stepped outside, they froze. They couldn't believe what they were looking at.
Mr. Jim, shouted Jaden. You better come take a look at this.
As Mr. Jim rushed out towards the door to meet Jaden and Ava outside, he couldn't believe it.
This is worse than I thought, said Mr. Jim. How did everything turn purple? All the grass, all the leaves on the trees, the bushes. They're no longer just a shade of green and purple.
They're completely purple.
Ava rushed over to a bush to feel the leaves.
They even look like they're drooping, almost like they're dying. You don't think those chromatophores are on, like, inside of all of these leaves, do you?
Asked Ava.
I think that's exactly what's happening, said Mr. Jim.
And so those chromatophores are, like, eating all the chloroplasts in the leaves, like the one we saw under the microscope?
Shouted Jaden. Guys, I think we're in the middle of a serious emergency. One that's even more important than school. Let's get back inside of HQ and get to work. Come on, said Mr. Jim as the three of them went back inside of HQ to try and find a solution. But holy smokes! What in the world is going on?
It seems like the Purple Ninja's plan is spinning out of control. If all the leaves and plants and everything die, we are in for some serious trouble. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I hope Spyology Squad is going to figure this one out. We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drumroll, please. Happy birthday, Felix, who's turning 5 years old. Felix is a kid who loves to help people especially the garbage people. Mom and Dad, his great big brother to Vivian, and a kid who does awesome gymnastics moves. Wow, Felix, I'm so glad that you're on Spyology Squad, and we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 5th birthday, Felix. Friends, if you want to celebrate your big day on the show, have your parents look down in the show notes below for instructions on how you can make that happen. I will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.